This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 168 for Thursday, November 30th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. As November came to a close, the ICE Futures canola market was put under pressure by weaknesses in most comparable oils. While Malaysian palm oil was stronger, Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed were down. Crude oil was also in decline as OPEC met today to discuss possible supply cuts. The Canadian dollar was up 1/10 of a United States cent compared to Wednesday's close. Statistics Canada will release its principal field crop production report on December 4th. The January canola contract was down $2 per ton at $700.30. In the U.S., corn and wheat rose, while soybeans took a step back. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Thursday that a marketing year high of 1.927 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended November 23rd, well above trade estimates, up 35% from the previous week and up 54% from the four-week average. Approximately 40% of the sales were for unknown destinations. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said while he believes China's purchases of U.S. corn will rise over time, he wants to see greater diversification in trading partners. Patria Agronegocios estimated Brazil's 2023-24 corn production at 112.5 million tons, down more than 18 million from the previous year. The March corn contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.83. 1.9 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold for export for the week ended November 23rd, above trade estimates. The figure is nearly double from the previous week, with approximately half going to China. In addition, 64,600 tons of soy meal were also sold, down 68% from the previous week, as well as 700 tons of soy oil. Patria Agronegocios estimated Brazil's soybean crop to be more than 3 million tons less than the previous year at 150.7 million tons. Starting in December, the domestic price for biofuel in Argentina will be raised to $1,908 US per short ton. The January soybean contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.43. 622,800 tons of 2023-24 U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended November 23rd, above trade estimates and well above the previous week's total. Also, 12,000 tons of 2024-25 wheat were sold to Peru. The Minneapolis Grain Exchange reported that U.S. wheat stocks were 20.47 million bushels as of November 26, down 1.1% from last year. ICAR projected Russia's 2024-25 wheat crop to be 92 million tons, with 48 million to be exported. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.98. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.43. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.30. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, November 30th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.